What's it like for you watching games of your son coaching?
Agonizing.
It's a family affair on Attack Each Day, the Harbaugh's podcast.
You know, I didn't know there was actual work here.
Recent guests include Rich Eisen, Judge Judy, John Harbaugh, and the Sklar brothers.
That was definitely a great moment to tell our parents, hey, we're not going to go to law school. We're just going to go ahead and do a job we could have done out of high school. Thanks for paying for college.
Exclusively on Podcast One Sportsnet. Get episodes every Tuesday at Podcast One and Apple Podcasts.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. Oh, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. We love Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving.
I do, too. Except I'm in Mexico.
Oh, really?
That's going to be weird.
What the hell with you?
I know. Weird, huh?
I like hanging out.
Not my idea,
mm-hmm.
as you might imagine. So, yeah. But I forgot to mention, I did this thing with Elizabeth Smart.
I've
been forgetting to talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
And I interviewed her and her dad, and you know, I guess it aired a couple of days ago. It was very interesting. I mean, how she was able to manage. I mean, the stuff is breathtaking what that poor woman went through. It's unbelievable. But this 14-year-old.
She was snatched from her house.
Snatched from her house by this maniac who took her at knife point.
You sound like you're judging, Drew.
I am. You've taught me to judge.
He was a handyman, I guess.
He was a homeless person who the family gave money to the day before. And the dad, being, you know, was being a community member and would frequently pick guys up for work and the kids who were like 7 years old said, hey, this man's in trouble, Daddy. And he goes, all right, okay, you need work? I'll give you work. I'm working on my house. Come by tomorrow and work on the roof. Worked on the roof for one day.
Worked on the roof, right.
And disappeared.
Yeah, the thing about, you know, it kind of reminds me of like, hey, we got to, you know, if you're our mayor, you got to go take the homeless and bring them in and undo, you know, and make them gift basket. Our mayor wanted us to make them a gift basket and like reach out to them. Sort of like, kind of like saying, you know, say it's a baby alligator, bring it in, raise it in the bathtub. Like, you don't get it. That's a wild animal. And maybe it bites you, maybe it doesn't bite you. But it's you don't just open your home to this person because, yes, could be the factory worker whose factory shut down and is down on his luck. Or could be crazy junkie. So we don't know, and probably crazy junkie. So I appreciate where one's head's at with the gift baskets and everything, but there's a reason these people are sleeping on the street or in the woods or wherever it is. I just drove to downtown. I just drove all the way across town and saw an insane amount of just tents pitched everywhere.
Yeah.
Kind of thought about the people who own the apartment building next door to like where they're pitching all the tents and thinking, you're asking these people to pay $1,300 a month in rent. They can, these guys are living for free across the street, and they're heroes. It's awesome. So how long? I remember the story.
Yeah. So at Knife Point, the whole while saying, don't move, or I'm going to kill you, and then I'm going to go back and kill your family. And her, in her mind, she's like, God, he's been able to get this far. Probably he would. This is what this guy would do. And people got critical of her. Like, why didn't you run? Why didn't you run? It's like, no. You want to believe you could run. She's 14. She weighs 84 pounds. And she believes this guy's going to kill her. He was able to get her out of her house.
I don't remember. I know there's always a couple assholes out there, but I don't remember people being critical.
Oh, you should have seen Twitter when this thing aired.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she was gone.
9 months.
And everyone was looking for her, and she wasn't that far away, right?
No, wasn't that far away. They camped her in the woods, but then she went down to San Diego. And then just in the, you know, out in the desert, essentially. And then he'd walk down. He'd leave them for a week. They'd starve and get dehydrated.
Who's they?
Well, there was a woman, too.
She was a delight.
She was a delight. And actually, what I learned from Elizabeth, is that was more disturbing her to anything, that a woman who had six kids of her own would be
– don't judge.
So, who would be perpetrate such a – collude and perpetrating such an act on a 14-year-old, and she literally he'd lie them side by side and have sex with one and the other and the other. It's weird stuff. 14 years of age, and the grown woman would be like, "Honey, you're the wife. This is your God has anointed this profit, and you're lucky enough to be the wife. So be responsive to your husband, 14 uh-huh. years of age.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So.
And she's up for parole soon.
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he.
He doesn't have possibility of parole.
Right, but she. Yeah, I just like everyone to be killed, really, in my utopian society. Logan's Run style.
Doesn't he, she's up for parole soon, but she's getting out one way or another, 2024, so about 7 years, 8 years.
Wanda Barzee.
Yeah. Yep. Gargos has flown over there to represent her.
Ugh.
Says he won't sleep until everyone in the country hates him. Right now he has a few family members that don't. Wow. And how is she able – now, she seems –
Remarkably put together.
Remarkably yeah. put together. Like she was able to go, I can somehow put this behind me and get on with my adult life. How old is she now?
She's 30 with two kids and a husband and does pretty good. I mean, she's really not, you know, overcome. She has no PTSD.
Is she a religious person?
She didn't talk about that. She's a family person. And she felt
family
that,
person?
Yeah, she felt that the hope of the – she felt spoiled and ruined and ashamed and disgusted by what this guy had done to her. But she felt like the love of her family was still there. And if mm-hmm. she could just get back to that –
Spoiled like in again. A bad way, not spoiled like
spoiled
as a
like
pampered.
Yeah, like bad fruit. Like
yeah.
Spoiled
and so yeah. yeah. So is – does she have – I know she has her kids and she has a passion for kids. Does she have a passion –
She's
I believe
help
well, sometimes
now.
Helping people is a, yeah. oh. is a major passion, and oh. it gets you through so much.
Oh, you got that right. I mean, that's if she has any leftover issues, being of service can really help her through that. So that's what she's
for
doing.
For me, it's rims and tires. But
I know that.
Yeah. But same thing.
Wheels
passion.
And tires.
Wheels and tires. Wheels and tires. Wow, it's interesting.
Yeah, it is. And it was just great talking to her, the dad and stuff. And she was very forthcoming and very open about stuff. And just really passionate about supporting women, and I think it's great. And she's given other, these trauma survivors an opportunity to come forward. And people do compartmentalize and pretend they're over it and stuff when they're really not. And she's a big believer in treatment. She had a really weird experience. I at first, when I saw the documentary, at the end, the parents go, well, the family became her treatment. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Oh, no. But it turned out that she went to a psychiatrist. It was a forensic psychiatrist, two of them. And she goes, I was sitting in front of two middle-aged men weeks after I'd escaped from this horrible man. And they were asking me these horrible, provocative questions that were re-traumatizing me because they were going to represent her in court as forensic psychiatrists. They weren't doing therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And in her head, well, that's what a psychiatrist is. I don't want anything to do with that,
right.
Which I thought was a pretty kind of astute thing for a 14-year-old, 15-year-old at that time. And eventually she did get a little bit of treatment and stuff. So she's remarkably good. Remarkably.
All right, so we can hear that.
I think it's A&E TV. Just go to A&E TV. Let's go to line one.
Line one.
We'll see that.
Let's talk to Tawanda, 40, Las Vegas.
Hello, hello, Adam.
What's going on?
And Dr. Drew. Well, I thought I'd take this moment to give Dr. Drew a piece of my mind. Because 20 years ago, I called. And Dr. Drew, you gave me not so good advice.
Okay, keep
Let's
going.
Hear it. You called Loveline 20 years ago.
20 years ago. So it would have been, hold on
I
second.
Did.
So it would have been 1997.
97,
all right.
I must have been yeah. hosting, right?
Yeah, Adam was there.
You were hosting. Adam, you get a hall pass because you made me laugh, so I let you go on that. But Dr. Drew, I had pica and I didn't know it. And I called in and said I was addicted to cornstarch, and you just
she
were
said
like,
what?
Oh, this
she
is your
what?
I have cornstarch.
She had pica center, but I actually remember your call. I told you about people eating.
No.
Listen to me. I told you at the time about people eating ashes. Remember that conversation?
No, I do remember that conversation.
I told you people eat ashes and they chew ice, and you might have an iron deficiency. I remember telling you
All I know, Dr. Drew, is you said, quote unquote, it's just you. You're weird.
No, I wouldn't. Adam, all the time that I have.
No, she was molested, but you're not weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who did something to you, Tawanda? Something happened to you.
Well, I'm good now. I'm single
yeah,
mom.
Yeah, but where's your,
now.
What'd your dad do to you?
Nothing. I grew up in foster homes, so my dad was amazing. No. My foster dad was amazing.
No, your biological dad is what Adam was wondering about, but okay.
Here's how I know dad was bad. Growing up in foster care, it's like, how does that even happen? Could you imagine your kids? Well, two of them grew up in foster care, and then we kept the girl. Like, this thing. I knew she was traumatized because she said, Drew said something that Drew would never say, which is, don't worry about it. You're a weirdo. Moving on.
Like, never Drew in a million would never, years would never say that. That. Yeah.
He would never say that. And I do remember conversations.
I think she was eating soap, too, or something, if I remember right.
Where you'd eat ash, or you'd eat dirt, or you'd eat ice, or whatever it is. Right.
And I think she was doing soap, too, if I remember. Tawanda, soap was part of it?
That was someone else. I've never do soap. That's disgusting. I only did cornstarch and ice. I did ice and cornstarch. Yeah. And Adam, you did a rendition of a cheer because I was a cheerleader back then and for San Jose State. And I said, can you give a shout out to my cheer team? You guys did. And Adam, you did a whole little rendition of a cheer song. And you said you want your daughter to be fat so she can be on the bottom.
Of the pyramid.
Not on the top.
Yeah. Did same with my son, but in a different bottom sense.
What did I do?
Did I do Here We Come a Truckin' In?
Oh, sure you
did. Yeah, you did. I still remember it. You did.
All right, let's do it together. You ready?
Okay, here we go.
Ready? Go. Okay.
Okay.
Here we come a truckin' in. Bet you wonder where we've been. Hold on. You doing it after I do it is not us doing it together. Don't go breaking my heart. No, I couldn't if I tried. Ooh, Tawana's nutty, right?
In the best way.
I am not nutty.
Yes.
Stop it.
I've made the decree.
Anyway, I've enjoyed you guys for a long time, and I was super excited to hear that Dr. Drew and you were doing a show.
Thank you,
Tawana. I feel like I've come full circle. I'm single now again.
Uh-uh. When did
I'm on Tinder?
When did acting out? Yeah. when did you enter the foster system?
I was off and on as a little kid, and then permanently by the time I was 7.
Off and on.
I entered in there.
Yeah.
Well, off and on. Meaning, I just remembered being with these people that weren't my parents, and so I thought they were my grandparents for the longest. And then I found out that no, they were actually older foster parents. So whenever my mom messed up, then we would be removed, and we'd be with these people.
Yeah.
So
that's
by the time
traumatizing.
I was 7.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think I'm resilient. I have 2 degrees, 2 amazing kids, and you know, married, now divorced, but still we're good co-parents, so I think I'm pretty well adjusted.
And the kids are doing good?
Yes, my 8th grader is the president of her class, and my 9-year-old is a flag football. She wants to be in the NFL, so I don't know how to tell her how that happened, but maybe.
Well, listen, you don't have to have a conversation with any 9-year-old about not playing in the NFL, boy or girl.
It's just going to happen.
Yeah. That's all.
Right.
All right, Tawana, thanks for listening all these years.
Of course. Love you guys.
Thanks, love you now. Yeah, man. In and out of foster care. Oh, boy. Couldn't imagine that. All right, it's got a smoke detector story. I want to know about Colin Kaepernick.
Mr. Burcham
question up there. I'll talk to, first I'll tell you about True Car, man. Shopping for a car? Bet you are. How do you know you're getting real pricing on actual inventory? People configure cars online, only find out they're not available. The heartache of disappointment. Configure the car online, and you find out it's not available. True Car, real pricing on actual inventory. Not pricing offered by True Car, but pricing from an actual True Car certified dealer. Over 3 million cars sold by over 13,000 TrueCar certified dealers nationwide. TrueCar users save an average of $3,000 off MSRP. So if you're ready to buy and you want to go new or you want to go use, then you got to go TrueCar.
Ooh.
Visit TrueCar. Sounds good, right?
Well, just climb in to TrueCar. Is that what you said last time? Come aboard with TrueCar.
Come on board with TrueCar, man, and see whether people are paying. Enjoy a more confident buying experience. Some features not available in all states. All right. Let's see. Hey, Jenny, 35, Washington, D.C. Jenny?
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's going on?
I'm just curious your opinion as a business owner. I mean, I know you're buddies with Garagos and everything, and Drew's too, as somebody who's not a business owner maybe, but just your opinion as far as pushing for people to hire him when it's bad for business?
I told Garagus my feelings on this, and it was pretty consistent. I think I've been consistent about it. And the thing I like about Garagus is he says he has thick skin, and I have thick skin, and it's kind of nice. I think about it. You know, Drew and I have the same kind of relationship. I just tell him what I think. He tells me what he thinks. We just agree or disagree. It doesn't make anyone think anyone dislikes one another or is a bad person or anything.
Skin. I still have thin skin, though, compared to you two.
Yeah, but I told Garagus, look, I don't like it. And the reason I don't like it is I don't like the false narrative. I don't like a guy taking a knee because of systemic racism, which doesn't exist in this country. On the other hand, if they're colluding and making a concerted effort to keep him from being employed in the league, meaning if you're the Baltimore Ravens and you don't want to sign, you don't want to send him a contract, then that's your business. But if you're the Baltimore Ravens and you're telling the San Francisco 49ers, you cannot hire this guy, otherwise you'll get in my shit house, then I don't like that.
That doesn't make sense that they would do that, let alone is it illegal and kind of doesn't make sense that they would do it.
Well,
if they really thought it was bad for business, they'd want to undermine their foes.
Well, the league is under – look, first off, you know the league's having trouble because there's a lot of commercials with, like, black players going, I love my country and I love my military, and the Jets are, like, flying by. Like, they've done – have you seen – you don't watch football.
I do.
Have you seen any of those spots? Like, you start noticing
these spots. I knew this whole thing would be very bad for the NFL because they had a negative slope already. It just accelerated.
But it's like when you start seeing commercials for BP and it's like – I'm a small town scientist, and I love BP.
I'm a shrimp farmer,
and I love BP. It's like, what happened to – we're going to see commercials where they just happen to be talking about, you know, you work in Louisiana. I work on the coast, and business has never been better thanks to BP. Like, okay, that means there was a spill.
Yeah.
So, when you see commercials of just random black players in the NFL going, I love this country and I love the military and I support them. It's like, oh, there was an oil spill. What are they doing? They're mopping up is what they're doing.
They're scrambling.
Look, I like the world we're living in where we saw a bunch of people protest something that I think perpetuates a narrative that's untrue in this country, not what has happened, but what is. Meaning, I live in a neighborhood where some families get divorced and some kids don't go to college and some kids do drugs and stuff, but it's not what is. It's just what has happened. And everyone can say that, you know? This notion of, you know, bad cops. Yes, there are bad cops, but it's not what is. It's not our society. So we don't run it that way. And you've created this narrative. It's a false narrative. That's fine. You can take a knee. You can put a fist up. You can do whatever you want. And then the folks that support you can also decide, maybe I'll go for a walk on a Sunday rather than support you. And they're allowed to decide.
Until the salaries come down, though, no one's really going to believe it. You know what I mean?
You can decide and they can decide. Yeah. Well, that's all. And maybe there's a good lesson to be learned here. Now, I don't like what Kaepernick did. I don't think he's a bad person, and I have no idea how this thing's going to play out.
I can't understand if he's a good quarterback, why people wouldn't hire him. I don't understand that.
If he was good, they would.
Well, here's the other thing. Baseball is a sport where this guy can be a pariah, but a great closer, and he just comes in and gives you two innings of lights out closing on the mound, and if you go to any game where you guys have the lead in the end of the seventh inning, you're going to win the game. And you can go hire that guy. And that guy can just be poison in the clubhouse, but doesn't matter. Go in, throw lights out, that's done. Football is a team sport. Like, there has to be unity. There cannot be division.
So you're afraid, if you were an owner, you'd be afraid that he would somehow poison the community.
I don't know if it's poison. It might divide it.
Yeah, well, it's...
It's not necessarily that we're going to poison him. Half the people will go, we agree with him. And the other half go, I don't agree with him. I guess. It's probably not as harsh. But we were talking to Mike August. His dad was a coach for a million years about this. And he's just like, you can't bring a guy in if he can cause... Also in football, distraction. big deal.
On the other hand, you know, he saw an issue that he felt strongly about. He did made a very simple, peaceful act. And it affected the whole country. That's kind of an interesting thing.
Yeah, made everyone pissed off, and he was wrong. He was wrong about the issue. But other than that,
No. I didn't take sides. I just said it's
impressive. No, you said he saw an issue, but the issue didn't exist, so he's incorrect in his issue.
He felt that there was an issue that, Adam, you believe there's...
All right, so I feel that there's... I'll make up an issue, and then I feel that way, and then I'll do what I do.
But if you affect the whole country, even if it's a false narrative, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, no, it's impressive. It didn't affect. It didn't affect. It just pissed people off.
Did you see that today as we record this?
He's on the GQ. He's the GQ Man of the Year.
Citizen of the Year.
Oh, yeah. You can't say Man of the Year.
No, he's the Citizen of the Year.
Well, I was thinking about that when I just said this because that's an interesting feature of what he did. Yeah. Anyway, here's what you want to do is you want to be safe. This holiday, don't worry about your family. Family and education.
Family and education.
That's right. So holidays can be crazy. You want to make sure your home and family are protected. Throughout all the craziness, so Simply Safe Home Security is having a massive Black Friday sale. That is tomorrow, everybody. $200 off their special holiday security system. $200 off. And, of course, Simply Safe with an I, effortless. Delivered right to your door. Free shipping. Set it up in under an hour. And you're covered round the clock. Completely protected. With no long-term contract, no hidden fees, simplysafe.com. Adam, too, will go and get you right now that $200 off. SimplySafe with an I.com/Adam. That's not the number two. It's the word for the number two. So it's ADAMTWO. Go right now. Get $200 off. SimplySafe.com/Adam2. Systems are flying off the shelf. It is the massive Black Friday sale, Simply Safe Home Security System, $200 off. That is simplysafe.com/Adam2.
All right, let's talk to Micah, 28, Indiana. Micah?
Yeah, hey, this question for both of you guys.
All right.
Hey, I just recently bought a house in Indianapolis, and it's for sure 100% haunted.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
100%.
For sure.
All right.
Absolutely, 100%.
All right.
So my girlfriend, she constantly thinks that I'm just kind of full of it. She works night shifts, so she's not here a lot. But there's definitely some crazy noises that I hear here, and I want to move. I want to move to the north side of Indy. It's kind of a better neighborhood.
So whenever there's noises in a house...
Always mean it's haunted.
Always means a ghost, right? Mm-hmm. You can't mean rodents, raccoons.
So this is like some serious... weird stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like,
go ahead.
Actually, it's like I was just hearing it right whenever I was on hold. And you'll probably hear it while we're talking here.
Oh.
That right there.
Oh, yeah. The smoke detector.
Oh, God.
Got to put them on hold in case it happens again.
Yeah, it's too loud.
Too loud. Yeah, we used to talk to people all the time with the smoke detector going off in their house. That's when I realized how thick people were. The smoke detector wasn't going off.
Reptilian was your assessment.
The amazing ability for us to block things out is pretty insane. There's a physical and then there's like an emotional element of it too, but we can just block out almost anything.
It's that return to baseline. We talked about this a couple of days ago, that ability to adjust.
Right.
We can adjust just about anything. That's what the cold water treatment is teaching us, to adjust.
Adjust. Yeah, and it was always the thing that was always funny is the smoke detector with the low battery chirp, but the low battery chirp could go on for 13 years.
Yes.
So it's like, do you have a low battery? And if you do have a low battery, why are you able to chirp every 28 seconds for 13 years? Like, I feel like you could have used that battery for an actual fire.
Yeah, at least one time for a discharge.
Let's talk to Mac 20 Coachella.
Can't hear you, Mac. You're on a speaker. Oh my God!
How's it going, Ace and Drew? Sorry
good
about
man.
That.
It's funny. Mike August says Coachella, and so does Bugs Bunny. The Coachella Valley. And I think it was Coachella back in the day.
You would think
the hipsters just turned it into Coachella.
Huh.
But go ahead.
Yeah. The other day we had an accident at the site. I'm a construction worker and I make the cement.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, And I was wondering, the guy, he broke his arm in two places. He fractured it.
Good boy.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if Mr. Burcham has any stories like that or accidents have gone.
Well, let me interview him a little bit. Mr. Burcham.
Yeah.
So you work with heavy machinery and also a lot of shop machinery.
I got a propane-powered slab grinder. You just go ahead and do that commercial work. You know,
well, I'm wondering if you must have had some unforeseen sort of cuts or bruises or broken bones or something with some of these saws you're using, at least.
I had a dado blade set go off on me once.
It just flew out?
Flew out. A thousand ninjas throwing a thousand stars, stars at you.
How'd you avoid the stars?
Mm-hmm. By the way, they don't need to be called throwing stars. It's stuck in my neck, and you're standing across the room. I did the math on the throwing.
That's why I called them stars.
Yeah, just did call them stars. You. Yeah, I do the math on the that. Throwing. You're on the other side of the room, and
but
this thing's in my neck.
They were not thrown by a human, but thrown by the machine.
It's a dado setup. You know what a dado setup is?
Sure, of course.
Show me what a dado is,
no
puss.
Effing idea.
You don't know anything.
No,
yeah.
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I did not have a shop instructor when I was in middle school.
Dado's a U shape.
Yeah.
So you make it so if you're going to attach one piece to the other piece, put a groove in it, put it in. It's a dado.
Nice.
That's a U. An L shape's a rabbit. That'd be used at the end.
Oh, nice.
Yeah?
Yeah. Huh? There are specialized saws for those joints.
No. Oh. What are you, insane?
No.
No, it's a contractor saw. You put a dado setup on it.
Ah, I see.
You get two blades on the outside and weird ninja throwing star blades on the inside, and you space it out.
And they break and they throw them?
No. Oh. I was drunk when I set it up. It didn't work right. Look, there's a dado joint.
That's crazy.
Gary will show you a picture of a dado setup. It's a certain kind of blade. You put a full-size blade
Gary,
on the
Burcham
inside.
Did Burcham teach you this? Is that what you knew to fly right towards those pictures?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Full-size blade. There's the dent. Number two slot.
Now, Mr. Burcham.
Hold on. There's the blade, there's the full blade, and there's the dado in between blades that go in between the two full blades, and you make a sandwich, you make a blade sandwich out of them, and you make your dado. Well, when it comes undone at 10,000 RPMs, it can be dangerous.
So, Mr. Burcham, back in the day, when did you last teach middle school?
That would have been early December. My lawyer's not going to let me talk that much about it.
Oh,
I'm
still afraid
pending stuff. I'm suing the Monrovia School District over wrongful termination.
Well, to that end, I mean, these days people are very sensitive.
Listen,
about
what I put in my eggnog's my business.
Well, it's
you
not
don't
that.
Go sniffing around.
Not that so much.
I don't care if I'm operating heavy machinery. This is the holidays.
How young women are treated these days.
I got to put a floater on top of that eggnog. That's my GD business, not the school board's.
It's become.
I can't talk more about it because of the lawsuit.
No, I understand. It's become an issue of sensitivity, though, now. Where the young ladies are, you know, they were trying to improve how men treat women.
Oh, my God. Parent-teacher night.
Yeah?
Let me tell you something. Just a piece of advice out there with the two moms.
Yeah.
Let's decide in advance which one's going to be daddy, huh?
You'd rather talk to the dad?
Yeah, and if you lesbos are coming by, bring enough dip for everybody. They're just taking the Kodiak and Bogart in it.
Oh. Well, that's just common courtesy. Do you double dip?
I'll dip a little if I'm having a little eggnog and celebrating some Christmas cheer. I'll dip a little Kodiak, yeah.
So I remember you used to describe how you sort of had an affection for your young female students. You no harm intended, but you were very kind to them and very attentive to them, in fact, sometimes.
Look, but we go in the locker room, we shut the door, and you just sit back and kind of watch. That's all.
Okay.
Nothing going on.
No
nothing,
touching.
Nothing untoward.
No, you didn't touch anybody or anything.
No, they watch. Please.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. Okay. So today's sensitivities would not have interfered with your ability to do your job.
No. I mean, listen, as a teacher, I have to go to those goddamn things taught by those ladies with the huge amber beads.
How to treat it, what is sexual harassment?
Neck rolls and amber beads coming next.
Neck rolls.
Neck rolls and amber beads going to go ahead and coach you up.
So
that's right.
So good. You would not have any difficulty functioning in today's world if you were still teaching in the middle school.
I'm on disability now, so that place shan't see my shadow again.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. And so the disability, is there a pain issue?
I can't talk about it. Because of the impending trial.
No, but I mean in terms of the pain control.
No, I'm fine. I get up, I have a little nip, and I'm fine.
It's a Vicodin?
Well, you can't swallow them to dry them out. Okay, you got to wash them down. What are you going to do? Use tap water?
So, Mac, was there more question you wanted to ask of Mr. Burcham?
Also, one more thing, Mr. Burcham. My foreman, sometimes he tells us safety is no accident. I was like, damn, that's like the man show, man.
Safety is no accident, Mr. Burcham.
Mm. You tell him time to lean, time to clean. And also tell him we got a dime holding up a dollar. Get him pissed.
I actually told my wife that yesterday.
Really?
I used that word.
Really?
I did.
What was she doing?
She was talking about podcasting.
Why was she holding you up?
She was talking about some ads that she wanted to sell, and I said, it might interfere with something else that's a little more important. I said, we can't let a dime hold up a dollar here.
I like that. I like this as well. LifeLock, man. Holidays are approaching. Here's some tips to help you keep your identity and financial information safe. Always use a secure internet connection. Be wary of deals that are too good to be true. Avoid phony shopping apps. Identity fraud. It cost Americans $16 billion in 2016. Again, this whole thing is, criminals are lazy. They just want to rip your information off. They don't want to leave the house. They want to rip you off, and they want to use it to open fraudulent bank accounts and everything. They just want to rip you off. That's all. Yeah. They don't want to bust windows or get bit by dogs. Look, if you're just monitoring your credit, you can still be stolen in ways you might not detect. That's why I have LifeLock. My wife has it. The kids have it. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats and will alert you if your info is being used. So let's not mess around. Let's go with LifeLock, right, Drew?
No one can prevent all identity theft and monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can help you see more than if you're just monitoring your credit by yourself. Go to LifeLock.com. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Again, LifeLock.com or 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use the promo code ADAM and you'll get 10% off your LifeLock membership. Visit LifeLock.com and save 10% now.
Yeah, all right. You guys can go to Corolla Drinks and say hi to Lynette over there and see where you're going to get some endless rant and whatnot over at Total Wines out here in SoCal. And you can also check out the Church's Pub that's in Miami. That's at 8 p.m. That's Wednesday. We're doing a little party there with Dawson and Loxie and all the lackeys are going to be there. And Chassie and all that kind of stuff. And get some merch over at get some Bucks Lips and be a winner this year over at AdamCarolla.com. What do you got, Drewski?
Go to Drew.com. Get the family pods there. Look at AETV. Look for that it's the Elizabeth Smart series. Really good. Really well done. A pleasure to be part of that. And the great Richard Blade. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Richard Blade on the Dr. Drew podcast.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced. From the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support, the new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with two tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to RadioBeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's RadioBeats.com, code DEAL.